Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that your sensation of the existence, your body sensation of the existence is comfortable and emptiness, and the light is illuminating everywhere in the universe, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. The next bow of the Dharmakara, it's also called so let's go the bow 42. When I reach into the Buddhahood. Whoa, it's interesting. Next, it's writing also that all the bodhisattva in other world, well, even other world, listen to my name. All of them will gain the samadhi of the purification and relief from karma. Another name of enlightenment, and be in a state of this samadhi, and in just one moment of the mind, devote to various Buddhas and owners, not to lose the state of samadhi, dhyana, and if not, I wouldn't gain enlightenment. Well, I translated this samadhi as purification beauty, but it's interesting that because it's translated from the Chinese character. However, in a Sanskrit book, it is written as that using the proper words, samadhi of the using proper words. Yes, you need the wisdom to use the proper words, and the words are the spirit. If the words that you use are really proper, that spirit will transform the field. It could transform the heart of other people, other person in front of you. And to be able to be in a state of the samadhi, which means to gain the enough wisdom to let your words dwells the spirit of the great spirit of the universe. You have to be careful, or you have to be responsible to the word you use. Once you give a word, you have to keep it as a promise. I've experienced so many people, they do it, but they never do it. Or they use the word too easily, even not putting all the effort. Use the word, I do my best. You have to live as what you said. This is one of the important sila rule of the Buddhism, that your words, your heart, and your action has to be equal. And as I said in a previous Dharma talk, that to devote to Buddhas means devote to the sacred beings, means that you are sharing the great love of the great spirit of the universe, sharing the wisdom of the light of the great spirit of the universe, including the teachings. That is the only way that you can devote to the all the sacred beings. And why? It says in the sutra that only in the one moment of the mind devote them, because if your existence is every moment to live, be unified by the wisdom light of the great spirit of the universe, the great love breeze of the universe. If every moment you are dwelled, it means your existence itself is the transferring thing, the light and the great love to the field, to the world, and to the universe. There's no any moment that it's not been loose to be shared, because you're dwelled, be dwelled and be unified means that you are transferencing. It comes from the your prayers for all beings is in your subconscious. If it's already in the subconscious, there's no effort anymore. It is just happens as your breath, as your blood is circulating in your body. That's why it is written that you don't lose any the state of the mind of the samadhi, the deep meditative state that being unified with the great spirit of the universe, which includes the emptiness. The richness of the spirit, whatever. And the word in the beginning, it says that listening to my name. It means that anybody to be connected to your existence, you wish that to share all the merit of the light and the great love of the great spirit of the universe. That wishes and prayers are springing out from deep inside yourself all the time, every moment. When the block of your subconscious will be taken away by the deep, deep practice, you'll be occupied. You'll be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. And all your words will is the appearance of the spirit of the great spirit of the universe, all your action as well, and so as your existence. May you live richly with being dwelled by the great spirit of the universe, with being using the words, proper words, that your words are also be dwelled by the spirit of the great spirit of the universe. May your life be fulfilled with the richness and joyfulness and full of the light.